back to the Swan's Fine Home Studio for more Mugs in the Morning on KODY.
And welcome back inside the studio. A big thanks once again to Brandon Kelleher for joining us this morning, discussing his candidacy for mayor of North Platte. Remember, tune in tomorrow for a Q&A with Kelleher coming up here on KODY, taking your questions, comments, or concerns directly to Brandon live on the air for an opportunity to hear about his opinion and what he'll do if elected as mayor of North Platte. Switching directions right now as we go to the phone lines. Pleased to have my good friend Randy Sainer joining us here of the University of Nebraska Extension Research Center. Randy, how are you, sir?
Good, still healthy.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
The main thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Now, the last time I saw you, we were both up at the county courthouse in that emergency meeting with the county commissioners, so good to hear that you're still doing healthy, sir.
Yeah, so far our staff has been pretty lucky. None of us have gotten anything, so...
Good.
And that's
good.
Always good, but it's out there, so...
It is. Is there a skeleton crew then at the office, or what are you guys doing during this time?
Yeah, so what we've done is we have a person at the office every day answering the phone. They're working in different locations, so they're not exposed to where the other person works. And so it's a different office, so it's way more than 6 feet apart. So, but there'll be somebody to always answer, and then if people have questions, they'll either call me or give them my cell phone number, or whoever they're requesting we'll get in touch with, and then we'll call them back.
Now, obviously, Randy, a lot going on right now in terms of this virus, causing a lot of chaos for a lot of people throughout the area, but agriculture thrives on. I mean, there's no stopping our farmers and ranchers in the area, and we're kind of at that time of the year where some of our producers are probably getting out to the field to do some branding, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's that time of year, and you know, food producers are essential.
Yes.
Are considered essential producers, so are essential people in this COVID thing. So yeah, they still have to they have to feed their animals, and branding is an important one. And usually April and May is the time of year that we see a lot of branding. So we wanted to get this out to people. And, you know, traditionally it's been a really social event, but this mm-hmm. year, you know, it needs to be business only. We want to limit that branding crew to the central crew only, the smallest possible, to get the job done. And then, stay home if you're sick. Don't be going to a branding.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we want them to leave their grandparents, children, and high-risk individuals home.
Yes.
There's a calf table you can use as opposed to throwing the calves or, you know, holding them that some people are using. It takes more time with that, but it will reduce the number of people you need. The other thing is there is holders that you can buy or that you can use that will hold the front end of the calf while a horse or a guy on horse will hold the back end with a rope. And,
okay.
And those, a lot of people use those, and that will cut down about half the people you need. So those two things can reduce the number you need.
And that is going to make a big difference. When you think about the branding, obviously, like you mentioned, Randy, it's a social gathering, and it's always a great time. And it's a bummer that we're going to have to miss out on that this year, but still need to have that done, still need to get those calves branded, but essential crew only, like you mentioned. And that is a bummer because we all know the pictures, and we've all gone and experienced it, where you have the young kids wrestling some calves and holding the calves down, waiting on them to get their vaccines, get an ear tag, you know, get the brand or whatever else. But there are ways around having those young ones out there holding the calves for you.
Yeah, using those holders and also using that table. And my brother's going to do some branding. We're going to use a table there where you can put them in the chute and turn them over. It's a little slower, and it's probably going to take people longer, but you want to limit that to less than 10 people if possible. And, you know, you might even consider wearing a mask. If there's somebody that you're worried about, you know, they should probably wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. In terms of perhaps somebody that has an underlying health condition, you know, some of our producers maybe have smoked before, if they have a history of smoking, or maybe they have some sort of underlying health condition and they still need to get out and run the iron, definitely a mask would not be a bad idea.
Yeah, and if you're sick, don't come, but if you're high risk, I would not come unless I need to, but it might be your cattle. So make sure you wear a mask if you're in those kind of things. Also, when you're serving your lunches, you know, we don't want people serving them inside. You know, you should serve them outside. Make sure you're 6 feet apart. Wear gloves when you're serving. And if possible, have one person serve the food, not having everybody else get their hands on that spoon so that you can just hand them a plate. It's going to be a lot better, lot less contamination in that case.
It's going to make a big difference, and obviously it's a bummer, Randy, because speaking from personal experience, branding's a lot of fun. You look forward to it. I know you look forward to it as well, and like you mentioned, in helping your brother brand, it might take a little bit of extra time, but if it helps stop the spread of the virus, it's going to be worth it, and hopefully we can get back to normal branding next year.
Right, right. And a lot of people like to wear bandanas around their neck. Wear them over your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just another way to check. But yeah, we'll get back to normal. It is hard because brandings are a lot of fun. It's kind of a celebration of all those new baby calves coming into the world. You know, a new year starting with all the fun things about you know, you got a new year, you got all those baby calves, and you got your livelihood there. And so it's kind of sad that we have to go through this, but in the long run, we'll be better off if we're careful.
Yeah, if we proceed with caution and we do what we're being recommended to do, we can probably have normal brandings next year. That's obviously the hope, and that's the goal. So do your part this year so that we can get back to normal branding routine next year.
Yep, that's what we want, and we want everybody to be safe.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Randy?
Just if you have questions, the extension office is still open. You can call us. We can leave stuff out in the vestibule area for you. If you need tags or something, we set them out on a chair. You can come pick them up. We're still open for business. It's just more limited than what it was.
Sure, kind of a restricted business, but you guys are still open and still here to help producers throughout the area nonetheless if they're branding, doing whatever they might need to do.
Yeah, if they have questions, feel free to call us. We're there. We have a lot of our information up on our website, and our social media page is going strong. We'll continue to put stuff up on it.
Now, Randy, you mentioned a few moments ago as well, if folks are sick or they have symptoms, obviously it's recommended that they avoid the branding if they can, obviously for a wide variety of reasons. Now, putting you on the spot here a little bit, and this is a difficult one, but earlier in the week we heard a case of a tiger in New York City contracting the virus. Obviously, we were originally told animals can't get the virus, but better safe than sorry. This just gives another reason to stay home if you do have the symptom. We haven't had any cases in cattle that I know of yet, but my goodness, if this virus did spread to cattle, that would be disastrous, to say the least.
Yeah, and you know, there is a cattle virus years ago that we used to vaccinate for coronavirus. It was dysentery or scours type virus, but in fact, I remember when we used to vaccinate for that. So, this is probably a whole different virus, you know, mutated. But in the long run, we've not seen a lot of problems. I don't expect a lot of problems with animals. But, you know, we're in an area where we don't know a lot of things yet. So just proceed with caution. I guess that's the key.
Absolutely. Proceed with caution because it would be disastrous if this does spread into some cattle.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to be an issue, but I could be wrong. So that's just one of those things I guess we have to, you know, we have to look forward to. But, yeah, we would just want to be careful. And, you know, we really want to be careful of humans because this coronavirus can do some pretty bad things to people.
Well, and, looking at you and I, we're a couple of healthy gentlemen, but, I've been more concerned. I've been honest about it. I'm more concerned about spreading this virus or giving it to somebody that has an underlying health condition or somebody that's a little bit older. So if you're not concerned for your own safety, be concerned for that of others.
Yeah, that would be my point. We don't want to spread it. You know, there's not a lot in that Sandhills area. And, you know, there is some in Lincoln County, but as people move to help with brandings, really be careful who you invite, because that could make a difference in spreading the virus.
Yes, yeah, and if somebody's definitely been exposed and they're being recommended to isolate or quarantine and they get invited to a branding, I think it's best to probably say, I'm sorry, I can't make it. I mean, it's a bummer, but better safe than sorry, that's for sure.
Exactly. Don't go. If you've been told that, don't go.
Definitely.
You're risking people that at the branding as well as yourself. So you just don't need to do that.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, we appreciate the time and appreciate the information, sir. Always good to talk to you, and stay healthy, my friend.
Will do, and it's good talking to you, too, even if it is by phone.
I was telling Brandon after the last interview, I said, yeah, Randy's on the phone. I said, it's just not the same having him on the phone, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
Thanks for joining.
Technology does help us.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, Randy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.